Let's get going. Right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Wakara Ridge Public Infrastructure District. Today is April 28th. It is 2:04 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Rich, your chair, do you want to start for us?
Rich Walper, Chair.
Russell
Do we
Board
need
member.
Russ, right? I mean,
Nick, is
Nick.
Nick on?
I don't see
Nick
him.
is not.
I'll call
Okay.
him.
We can keep going. Who else is on for us?
Matt
Cindy
Anson.
Pollard.
All right, so we got Cindy and Matt.
Tyler King, Snow Jensen Reese.
Brendan Campbell, Pinnacle Consulting Group, Accounting Services.
All right, that at least at this point, that's everyone I show. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No, but Nick just joined for roll call.
Okay, perfect. Hey, Nick, welcome.
Thank you. Sorry, I got stuck on a call. I apologize.
No, no problem. You're good. All right, that's everyone I show. So, board, first up is our board meeting minutes from our February 20th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do I need to put them up? Do they look accurate?
I review, they look fine to me.
Okay. Russ, can we get a motion then?
Well, I don't know about Rich and Nick.
I'm good.
I reviewed them. They look fine to me as well, Russ.
All right. Move to approve.
Thanks,
Second.
Russ. Who was the second, Rich? Was that you?
Nick was.
Nick? Perfect. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. I'll quit sharing. Let Brendan throw up the budget for us.
All right, can everyone see the screen?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Wonderful. As was discussed, statutorily we need to adopt a budget. That process is first we present a tentative budget to you all as a board. You approve that, and then no sooner than 7 days after the approval, we have a public hearing, and the broader public is re-invited to come and give input on the budgets. So the budgets that we have, the tentative budgets that we have here for you today to look at and to approve, ultimately represent the bond transaction that occurred and then the flow of funds through the three different funds that we have. So on the screen that you what you see on the screen now is our capital fund. What you'll see in the middle, there's this other sources and uses of funds. We have $54.5 million bond issuance that was accomplished. About $1.4 million of that was utilized for cost of issuance, and then about $14 million of that was transferred to the debt service fund for required reserves and capitalized interest. That nets out about $39 million that is available for repayment to the developer for capital infrastructure or payment for capital infrastructure. So that's all the activity that would be in the capital fund. Now, from there, we move to our debt service fund. So, our debt service fund, you'll see here in the middle, the other sources and uses that $14 million come in. And that $14 million is a set aside. Largely, you can see down here in the down here at the bottom with components of ending fund balance. We have our surplus fund, which is really a reserve that about $4.8 million that is there as collateral in the long term for the bond repayment. But we have this capitalized interest number, which is to pay for the bond interest payments for about the first 2 to 3 years of the issuance. So you can see In 2025, we'll have about a $2 million interest payment, and the remainder of the balance will sit in capitalized interest to pay for interest for the next couple of years.
Okay.
But to the extent that we pay down, then that capitalized interest, it's not earned. It's just there to be paid. And then if we pay it off early, we get the difference, right?
Yeah, so the capitalized interest is pledged to the repayment of the bonds. So if you were to accelerate repayment, that would just be part of that acceleration towards principal and interest. Yeah.
Great.
All right. And then from there, we have our general fund. Now, the general fund is where we have all of the administrative costs. As a governmental entity, there's just certain things that are required, the accounting, audits, your normal compliance work. We have a placeholder budget that you've probably seen this before, but it's just a rounded $50,000. Really, the consultants would bill you by the hour for the services provided, but we expect it to not be any more than $50,000 a year. And in the early years, when the fees haven't been received by the district, the understanding is that the developer would fund those operating costs in the beginning. And so we show that revenue source as developer advances, and then as soon as fees come in, a part of those fees get set aside to cover operations of the district.
Okay.
Right.
And Michael, just because there's a budget for legal at 18,725 doesn't mean that you get to bill that all without.
I was going to cut it pretty close. I was going to talk with Tyler, how can we separate that out? So, one thing I was going to say, remember, we do have that admin funding and reimbursement agreement. So, keep track of everything. And then we can reimburse once, as Brendan said, once we get money coming in, those assessments come in, we can reimburse you guys for these administrative costs. So.
But once we say we sell lots and so forth, and we get whatever is coming on that, are we entitled to take administrative costs out of that before the rest gets paid to bondholders? Or do bondholders get a minimum amount, and then we can pay those costs, or how does that work?
Well, generally, the way that works is the revenue has to go to the bond trustee first, and then the trustee can send back, if there's sufficient amount, the trustee will send back a portion equal to the amount that's been budgeted for administrative expenses. So yeah, it will pay for administrative expenses, but it's got to go to the trustee first, and there's got to be sufficient to service the bonds first.
Don't look so happy with that answer, Russ.
One question I have on that, does it matter the company that is being reimbursed for the administrative expenses?
Generally speaking, it should just be whatever company has paid those. So,
Whoever advances it can get paid back.
correct.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yep. Just keep track of them, Cindy, which I know you will. So.
All right, any additional questions? All right, hearing none, then I will turn the time back over to you, Michael.
Okay. So, board process, both Brendan and I have covered it. So, we'll approve it today, and then we'll figure out a time in the next week or two to have the public hearing and then adopt the budget then. So, if you guys are good with what Brendan has walked through with the budget, we'll need a motion to approve the tentative budget.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thanks, Rich.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. So what I need now is everybody bust out the calendar before we hang up. And let's look. So next week, Wednesday and Friday look pretty open for us. Well, let me double check. Yeah, Wednesday and Friday for us look pretty open. How is it for you guys?
I'm good Wednesday.
Okay.
Are you, Russ, Nick?
Friday'd be better.
Let's see here. Yeah, I'm I can make either work.
Are you out, Russ, on Wednesday? I don't remember.
No, I'm not out on Wednesday, but Wednesday this seems to be more hectic.
Well, okay.
What time are you thinking on Wednesday?
Say that again, Russ.
What time are you thinking on Wednesday?
We have pretty much the day open.
Maybe 3 o'clock on Wednesday, if okay. Rich wants Wednesday.
And you're okay. Talking 7th, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I can make any time work on Wednesday as well.
Okay. Brendan, that works for you?
Yes, Wednesday afternoon works best for me. I heard 3 o'clock thrown out. That would work perfect for me.
Okay. Rich, that work for you?
Yeah, it does.
You don't seem happy about it.
Oh, I'm happy.
Okay, good. Well, you turned off your camera. It's hard for me to get a gauge.
Oh, you know why? Because I was cleaning my office and kind of organizing stuff, so I didn't want to like.
Well, I like looking at your handsome face as we're talking. So.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Didn't like that camera angle.
All right, so we'll make it on Wednesday the 7th, 3 o'clock. So, Christy will send out invites for that meeting. So, all right, that's everything I've got. Do you guys have anything else for us?
I do. Can I have a quick convo with Snow Jensen guy people? I guess Brendan doesn't need to be on it. Just Brendan, I just want to talk about our going forward with UMB Bank. I don't want to belabor.
So let's close the meeting and then we can have that discussion.
Yeah. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah, we'll just term it working with the developer. So
okay.
That'll work. All right. So what I need then would be a motion to adjourn the WCARA meeting. Thanks, Russ.
A second.
Thanks, Rich. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, we are done.